from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Lance Allen alongside Larry McCarron and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Please welcome Mike McCarthy. Mike, it's been late October. What was it like entering that locker room, and what's it like to talk about a win?
Late October?
I think it was late October.
Oh, it's been since late
October. That's how long it's been.
I thought you screwed your introduction up again.
No. It's been a little while.
Yeah, no, it feels good. It feels feels a lot better here today, too. So, I forgot how to act. Yeah. Forgot how to talk. So, it was a great feeling. It was a character win. We would like to talk about the type of wins, and I was just real impressed with our football team. Fought. The ball didn't really bounce our way a couple times in the first half, and they just stayed the course and did a heck of a job.
One of those bounces put you down 21-10 at halftime, Mike, and I know you said after the game you really liked your team's attitude in the locker room. And they didn't have a lot to be positive about, but apparently it was.
Yeah, I'll say this about this football team. We refer to it as this year's team as Team 93. It really is a great bunch to coach. The work ethics is always there. The attitude's always there. We've taken some shots in the jaw throughout the season. So, and it was very apparent in the locker room that, hey, you know, we're in this spot. No one really blinked. It was great energy at halftime. So, we were very confident that we were going to turn that game around, and our defense, you know, kept them out of the end zone the whole second half. And offensively, you know, we moved the ball. The special teams did a great job with the ball placement and field position. So, and once again, I was just real proud of the way they just stayed the course.
One of those guys called upon, Jared Bush, normally a special teamer, but he gets called upon to play the dime and makes not one, but two big defensive stops inside
JB
of 3 minutes.
He played excellent. He played very well. And it just, you know, everybody in the building loves JB just because of how hard he works. I mean, every day is a hard day when you go against Jared Bush, whether it's a practice and a game. And you just love to see him have success because he puts so much into it. I can't tell you how many times, whether it's a dinner hour or late at night, you walk past the DB room, you see him in there watching film.
Another guy that came up big, Mike, was Johnny Jolly, and it seems like he's got the kind of leadership ability that when he's going, everybody's going.
Oh, definitely. Johnny has he has one of those personalities that people gravitate to. He plays the game the right way. He had a big game, very productive, but Johnny brings a lot of juice. It's good to see him healthy. He's been banged up here throughout the month of November, so he looked like he was back to his old self.
Matt Flynn played very well, and we also have to ask about the status of Aaron Rodgers and how that is going forward.
Yes, Matt played very well. I thought he managed the no huddle. He was excellent there, just to the start of the game. We had some tough moments, and one thing you always appreciate about Matt is he doesn't ever get too high or get too low. I mean, we were kind of kidding in the coach's grading film that when we got to the final play victory, Matt got up and went like that. And I thought, man, that's, wow. That's the most emotion I've ever seen from Matt. he did an excellent job. As far as Aaron Rodgers' status, he has not been cleared medically, and he'll go through extensive workout on Tuesday, and Wednesday morning he'll be evaluated.
Mike, while we're in the neighborhood of the quarterbacks, the 5-sack total you came out of the Falcon game with, is that a bit deceptive? Because I never got the sense there was some kind of jailbreak going on, he can't set up back there. Is that a little deceptive?
Definitely. I mean, if you go through all five of them, I think it's just clearly an individual error. I mean, but 5 sacks is 5 sacks. Not taking anything away from Atlanta's defense. So, it's something that we've obviously corrected during the film session. But I agree with you. I never felt that the pass rush was an issue throughout the game. I thought Matt had pretty much a clear pocket most of the day.
Andrew Corliss, I should say, is slowly gaining confidence and playing very, very well. 6 catches, 66 yards. Is it just that confidence? Is it better route running? What is it, Mike, in your opinion?
I think he has to get his confidence up even higher. I thought he had a lot of opportunities yesterday, and he cashed in. I was very proud of Andrew because we all know what he went through back in New York 2 years ago. So, I mean, that was a significant injury that he's come back on. So he's getting better and better. We need him and the other tight ends to pick it up in the run blocking and the pass protection. They will do that. But that group's really stepped up with the loss of JerMichael Finley.
Mike, you're now a half game out with three to play. Pretty good position, especially when you look at last week when almost everybody had written the Packers out of the playoff picture. What approach did you use with your football team during the last week that they didn't think any of those thoughts?
No, our theme throughout the week was respond. I mean, that was our theme for a week, the ability to respond. And it was the same thing we talked about at halftime of the Falcons game. Everybody knew exactly where we were and the importance for us to bounce back as a team. You can see it during the practice week, clearly you're down there. The energy, we hadn't had that kind of energy on the practice field in 5 or 6 weeks. I mean, we needed that mini bye week, playing 9 straight games. It definitely took a toll on us as a football team. And I felt that the energy throughout the week of practice definitely carried over to Sunday's game.
Coming up after the break, our special guest, safety Morgan Burnett. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now, Packers safety Morgan Burnett. Morgan, have you thawed out yet?
No. It's still cold out there. I'm still trying to stay warm. Especially being from the South, it's hard for me to stay warm.
How did the Falcon game compare to other cold games you played in? Does it rank up there?
This had to be probably, since I've been here, probably one of the coldest games I played in. I remember after the game, me and Sam Shields was joking about it being one of the coldest games since we've been here together. So, yeah, it's got to be up there as number one.
Well, Morgan, as far as the football that was played Sunday, a vastly improved performance by your defensive group. What happened? How did that come about?
I just feel our team as a whole, everyone knows what we have to do and what's at hand for us right now. And it's really our backs against the wall, and everyone just had that mindset going into the week that we're just going to come out and fight and we're going to compete from the first quarter all the way to the end. And that's basically what we did yesterday. And now we just have to keep it rolling and keep it going.
Morgan, end of the first half, they hit a screwball play and an interception gets returned. And you guys are down 21-10. It's miserable cold out. And yet, Mike, after the game, said he was very happy with the demeanor, the attitude in the locker room at halftime. Why weren't you guys dismayed? I know Packer fans were dismayed. They voiced their dismayment, if that's a word, at one point.
Just like I said, guys came in to the locker room with a lot of energy. I mean, started from coach, he gave us a great speech, just basically telling us, like, you know, we got to have that warrior mentality. In the NFL, games are hard to win. It's going to come down to the very last end. And we knew that going into the game. And at this point in time, you're going to do whatever it takes to get a win. And you can look at every one of those guys on that field in their eyes, seeing that losing was not an option for us. And that's just the way we went out going into the game.
You guys certainly got it done. And, Mike, I wanted to ask you, I look at Morgan Burnett as one of your glue guys on defense. You got to have a Morgan Burnett to keep it all together.
Definitely. He's really the quarterback. I mean, if you just see how much, start with the communication that goes on, particularly in our defense, because we do a lot of different things, and it's vital. The checks and the way he sees it, more important, the timing of it. Then on top of that, he's a playmaker. He's a heck of a football player. Plays both in the back end as far as the deep safety end. He's playing up in the support in the box area. So he's definitely one of our glue guys.
Morgan, let's talk about the back end of things. And a really impressive number that came out of the Falcon game, Tony Gonzalez, he's like all universe, like the best of all time. 3 catches, 25 yards as a secondary. And you guys get help from the linebackers and the pass rush. But as a secondary, you guys got to be proud of that number.
Yeah, that was big because we knew going into this game that was going to be a tough challenge. I mean, Tony Gonzalez is one of the greatest tight ends to ever play the game. First ballot Hall of Famer. And guys really look forward to that challenge. I mean, that's what you dream about as a kid. You want to go against the best, compete against the best. And guys really stepped up. And particularly JB, Jared Bush made a great play. Fourth quarter, going against a Hall of Fame tight end and make a big play like that, help us win the game. That was really big for us.
You know what's kind of amazing, Morgan, is you're in your fourth year and it feels like you've been here forever because you're a leader now, right? I mean, are you amazed at how quickly things go?
Darren Perry, he always tells us, it's just the safety, that's part of your job description. Like, you have to come in, you have to be the commanding leader on the back end. of the secondary. It's up to you to get everyone lined up in their coverages, and that's just part of doing your job, and I'm trying to do my job the best of my ability.
All right, let's go to Lance for some more questions.
All right, thank you very much, Larry. Riley is first up, and he has a question for Morgan.
I was wondering, do you feel any extra pressure playing after all the great safeties in Green Bay, Leroy Butler, Nick Collins, Darren Sharper?
I mean, growing up as a young kid, I look up to a lot of those guys. I was blessed enough to play with Charles Woodson and Nick Collins, who really taught me a lot. But my main goal is to come in. I have to try to be the best Morgan Burnett I can be, and just try to build my own legacy and submit my own legacy into this league as Morgan Burnett.
All right. Cynthia has a question for Morgan, but I have a feeling maybe Coach wants to chime in on this as well. Go ahead.
Hi there. I am an elementary principal in Waukesha, and I was wondering what the kids might want to ask. And it's December, so I'm wondering what was maybe the best gift you ever received from Santa?
I won't say it wasn't from Santa, but my mom, I was in seventh grade. I didn't want to tell this story when he was here, but I was in seventh grade, my mom bought me a Charles Woodson Oakland Raider jersey. So that was the best gift I could have had. I mean, I wanted to wear the jersey every day to school, but she made sure I took it off. But I didn't want to tell the story while I was here with Wood.
Great story. And then, Matt, you have a question for Morgan as well.
Yes, I do. From Omaha, just wanted to ask you, how would you describe the intensity level of the Packers training camp beginning of the season, you know, before everything gets going?
Guys are excited, you know, ready to roll. It's a new year, and like Coach McCarthy tells us every year that each year, each team has this new identity. So guys are just working. We're trying to find our way collectively as a group to build our own identity and sustain that identity.
All right. Very good questions this week. Next up, Morgan and Larry on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Gonzalez in motion to the slot on the right side. Ryan takes on second down. A first down. Here's the handoff to Jacquizz Rodgers up the middle. Rodgers for a yard, maybe, down to the 42-yard line. Mid portion of the Packers defense responding on that play.
First contact came from Morgan Burnett, just coming in off the edge. We are back, and now we're going to talk some X's and O's with Morgan Burnett. Morgan, you guys showed dramatic improvement versus the running game from the Lions to the Falcons. I want to talk about a particular Falcon rushing play. And here you are right here. Pre-snap, do you have a pretty good idea they're going to run the ball or they're going to throw it? Or what's going through your mind pre-snap?
Pre-snap, going into this game, we kind of had a beat on knowing that you got Tony Gonzalez lined up in a fullback position. So we knew going to the game that he was going to motion to his normal tight end position, which would be on the ball right here. So with the quarterback on it, that was a heavy run read for us. So I kind of figured that he was going to move. So when you run the play, you see him motioning to his position. So now I know you can't see it, but the receiver had a crack split. So most of the time when the receiver has a crack split, he's lying like right outside here. So I want to get in a crack position with my back to the receiver so that way he can't get a good block on me and I can get a fast read on the run. And with Matt Ryan under the center, that was our run read that I needed to see. Then I just reacted once they snapped the ball.
So you know all that even before the ball is snapped?
Yeah, it's kind of
– that's preparation, young man.
Yeah, that's credit to our coaches. You know, they kind of drilled it in our head all week. And you just trusted the game plan, trusted the strategy we had going into the game. And like Coach said, you want to pre-snap anticipation, but you don't want to guess. So I just anticipated them running the ball. Now that I just trusted my
instinct. One other thing I wanted to ask you about. Here it seems like you're pointing, and then that's followed shortly by Nick Perry moving inside. Are you saying, hey, Nick, get down there over Gonzalez? What are you saying?
No, I'm really letting because I got to communicate with Brad and A.J., so I'm letting those guys know that I'm coming down to the left of them so they'll know they can boss over and they have more room to play if run goes front side, and if it comes backside, they got safety help down in the box.
Okay, in the box. And now if you look at it, you guys got what people call that eight-man box, right?
Right.
Ready to play the run. Okay, let's move forward here. So we see Nick Perry move inside, and you're coming off the edge here. You talked about that crack position. That's that dude right here, Harry Douglas, right, isn't it? And can you feel him out of the corner of your eye? Can you feel him, or are you just ignoring him?
I know he's there. I can feel him, but I see the ball being handoff, so I'm going to try to just go right now and make a play because Nick Perry's doing a great job of being in his gap where he needs to be. So it's my job to be in this gap, and if I'll fail, I want the running back to bounce out, and then Tremont becomes the free hitter. But the receiver didn't get to me quick enough, so I was able to go ahead and collapse for the tackle.
One other thing I want to ask you about, talk about run fits and gaps and everything. Is this kind of the way it's supposed to look? Because there's not a gaping hole anywhere, not a lot of room to run.
Yeah, that's exactly how you want it to look. I mean, everyone is gap sound, really. Everyone's where they needed to be, and this is a pretty good-looking defensive play for the defense as a whole.
Okay, so you get inside this guy's blocking attempt. He gets a bit. That's perfect. He gets a big zero on the play for missing his block. And then it's just a matter of flattening down and making the play, right?
Right.
And that's how you show vastly improved run defense. Morgan, thank you so much for being with us. All right, coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, we have game balls to deliver.
Yes, we do. Offensively, who do you have there?
Andrew Corliss.
Andrew Corliss.
He had an awesome game. Six catches, 66 yards. Defensively.
Johnny Jolly and Jared Bush, heck of a job, very productive. Special teams was Sean Richardson, so you've seen Sean really making an impact. And our big dog award, which is our top offensive defensive lineman, was Mike Neal.
And then the edge award was Victor Ayewa.
Absolutely. He's done a great job just only in his second game.
Mike, I'd like to go back and talk about Sean Richardson a little bit. Obviously did well in special teams. Played a lot at safety as well, yes, from scrimmage. And you talk about a good-looking athlete on the hoof. I mean, he certainly looks the part. A lot of potential there.
Definitely. And he brings it, too. He's a physical football player. And obviously just to see him come back medically, what he's gone through, you see him every day in the training room and the weight room. So it's great to have him back out on the field. So he actually played very well on special teams and defense.
Eddie Lacy, I don't think his toughness will ever be questioned. But to come back with an ankle injury and run with the power and the cuts that he had, that's got to impress everybody.
I mean, I think Eddie's already shown. He's just one tough individual, just the way he ran throughout the football game. We really felt that in the second half we were going to be able to get to some things and get some more productivity because he had some spectacular 3 or 4 yard runs where he broke a number of tackles. So Eddie definitely brings a different attitude to our football team. And I'll be honest with James Starks is running the ball hard too, and I think we got an excellent combination right there.
Next up, our final segment, we'll talk about the Dallas Cowboys. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. And welcome back. The final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, you're used to my goofy questions all week. We could talk about Dallas. We could talk about the Cowboys. But let's talk about the stadium. You go back to the place where you were hoisting a trophy above your head 3 years ago.
Big stadium with a big screen. That's for sure. I mean, that'll always be, a great memory for our football team. We're obviously going back here for a different reason. So we definitely want to play as well as we did the last time we were there.
And let's... some of those topics Lance didn't cover. The Cowboys, how are you looking at that? Pretty good football team?
Definitely. Yeah, just the ability to score points. They got playmakers. They got a new defensive scheme, so they really fly around. So got some dangerous players, tough at home. It'll be a little different environment than they will play in Sunday down there in Dallas than, like I said, the last time we were there.
And how much of a bounce do you get off beating the Falcons and getting that victory for the first time after, since late October?
Oh, definitely. I mean, winning breeds confidence. You definitely have to stack success every time you have it. So we'll definitely take the Falcon energy into our preparation, and we'll be ready for Dallas.
All right. Good luck against the Cowboys, Mike.
Thank you.
All right. That's the Mike McCarthy Show for this week. We'll talk to you after the Dallas game.